Welcome to the Heal Here podcast. I'm your host, Kate Flick, aka Oracle Lightworker. I'm a Holy Fire 3 Karuna Reiki Master Teacher and Akashic Records Reader. I also happen to be a Gemini, don't judge, a 5-1 emotional manifester and empowered empath. I am literally obsessed with helping you heal and showing you that you are your own best healer. Join me here where we will explore different techniques and modalities and where I will share personal experiences and channel guidance to help support you as you move along the spiritual and healing path. I am so glad you're here.
All the small things, true care. True friends, I'll take one lift, your ride, best trip, always, I know, you'll be at my show, watching, waiting, commiserating, say it ain't so, I will not go, turn the lights off, carry me home, na na na.
Welcome, welcome to the Heal Here podcast. This is Kate Flick, and that was a little Blink 182 for you. All the small things taking us back to the 1990s, y'all, the 1900s, as Gen Z likes to call it, all the way back to the 1900s. So if this is your first episode, I get songs from Spirit, and these songs usually have a message for someone, and there's usually a theme or a message for listeners. And sometimes it takes over the whole podcast episode. Today, I don't think so. I don't think that there's a lot that's going to come out of this Blink 182, but even as I just sit here, it's kind of coming through that maybe a few of the lyrics and just the title itself, All the Small Things. And maybe that needs to be the focus for today's episode post eclipse. We're going to be debriefing the eclipse. Like, how are you doing? How the heck are you doing? If I'm being honest, I'm just hanging on by a freaking thread. I didn't think I was going to be here today, and this is late. I'm literally recording this Friday morning. This is going to be a short episode. I always think it's going to be, and then it goes longer, but it really needs to be shorter today. And I didn't think this was going to happen because now Spirit's giving me some Will Smith here. My life's been flipped, turned upside down, but I'd like to take a minute, just sit right here. So I tell you how I became the post-eclipse version of myself. I don't know what I'm saying at this point. I'm a little bit delirious. So how are you doing? Are you surviving? My life has been literally insane since the eclipse portal opened, and I thought shit was wild, and it got wilder, crazier, like to the point where my husband looked at me the other day and he's like, what is going on? Like, seriously, like, is this real life? How are all of these things happening right now? And it's not surprising based on the astrology, based on what eclipses do and how they affect us. None of what's happening is surprising, but man, is it intense. It is so unbelievably intense. And I think I mentioned this before, but I don't tend to talk about stuff when I'm going through it. I like to get through to the other side and reflect and just kind of share the lessons and learnings from the other side. Okay. And because when you're going through it, sometimes there can be, there's lots of ups and downs and maybe a little victim mentality, which I'll talk about today. And that's not something I really am interested in sharing. And I usually don't even share at all that I'm going through anything at the time, but I feel like it is important for me to let you all know that, yeah, stuff is going on, because I feel like other people are going through things as well. And just to let you know that you are not alone in this. there's a lot of crumblings happening, a lot of tower moments, a lot of change and transition. So if you are feeling that, I'm here to say I'm walking right beside you. I am right there with you. And yeah, so today we're just going to talk a little bit about that and maybe some things that we can all do, myself included. Hopefully I'll channel for you through a few things to be focusing on. And what's coming through right away is this song, The Small Things. If you are going through a difficult time right now, you need to focus on like the small things that are going to bring you balance and support in your life, the small things that you can almost, they keep using the word tether, like tether yourself to, like anchor yourself to. Like I'm hearing that people feel I'm feeling an ungroundedness, but I'm feeling that people are feeling unsupported. And so you need to create that support. Like you're responsible for creating some of that support, and you can do that through small actions every day. And they're bringing this forth again. And I know sometimes there's repetition with some of these messages in the podcast, and I kind of hesitate to bring them through if I've already mentioned them before. But when these things continue to come up, I know it is my job to just be the messenger and not judge, because sometimes people need to hear things many times. Okay. You need, and I know even for myself, they're basically bringing into my awareness. Yeah. You dummy, you dummy. Like I'm one of the people that needs to be reminded many times. So this is for me just as much as it is for all of you who are listening today. So anchor into your rituals. And it's easy to want to neglect everything, to throw in the towel. Like when you are faced with a difficult situation in your life, you want to let everything just, let's like throw your hands up in the air, but not in a celebratory way, but in a I give up way. And they're saying, like, they're showing me right now, there's a difference between surrender and giving up. They're like, do not give up. Okay. You are being asked to step up and be strong right now and surrender. Okay. They're saying giving up is like, it's throwing in the towel. It's from a place of they're bringing in that victim frequency again. It's from the victim frequency. I give up. And they're saying surrender is different. They're showing me, this is interesting. They're showing me like throwing in the towel is very 3D. Okay. And you to move into the 5D, it's about self-sovereignty. It's about taking back your power. And they're saying surrender is empowering. Okay. You are making the decision to surrender. It's a conscious decision and it's an empowering decision. Okay. And it comes from a higher frequency. It's not rooted in the victim frequency, like throwing in the towel. I give up No, I choose this. I believe and know I'm being supported. And they're showing me surrender is coming from the frequency of love. Okay. There's a very high frequency. And yeah, they're showing me it can be very difficult to shift from my throw in the towel to surrender. Okay. They're showing me there's a big discrepancy in frequency here, but they're saying for you to get to that space, to connect with that frequency of love, connect with that frequency of surrender, it's these small things that you can be doing every day to incrementally shift your mindset. And I'll be honest, okay, I've been channeling the last few weeks about people being in a victim mindset, and people don't like to maybe acknowledge that. And I found myself in that state this week. I found myself ebbing and flowing in and out of it, and then catching myself saying, this is all happening for you. This is everything in your life that's happening is happening for a reason. But when more things kept adding on and adding on to me, I started to I felt very overwhelmed and I wanted to throw in the towel. Recently, like for the last couple of days in a row, I felt myself in it, fully fledged, like victim card holding, I don't know, member. I had the Costco premium gold membership to victimhood. And I'm like, okay, like, what is going on here? Like, you are feeling so victimized, you know better. And I had been able to shift out of it in the last couple of weeks, like, quickly. And I was in it. I was fully in it for 2 days straight, probably. And that is not a good frequency to be in. Okay. And I need to go back and listen to some of my podcast episodes, because I know there's medicine in there for me. Okay. And if you're ever called to listen to a random episode, follow your intuition, because there's something in there you need to hear. Even if it's like an Akashic, I don't know, guidance episode for last July, go back to it. There's something in there for you. Okay. These messages will find you when you need them. And I know I need to go back to listen to, there's an episode I was talking about being in the frequency of victimhood, because you can't access, like, so you can't be a co-creator in your life if you are in the victim frequency. Okay. It just, what I'm being shown is it's just not possible. It's two different frequencies. And so last night I found myself in that state, and then I just was like, okay, I need to do something here. And so I gave myself Reiki. I pulled a couple of cards, and like, I started the morning today again by pulling a few cards. And lately I've like, I don't have time to do anything for myself. Like, it's just what's going on in my life. It's just felt like I didn't have time for any of this. But what I'm hearing is you have to, it doesn't matter what you're going through right now. Like, if you feel like all your energy is going outwards, taking care of like external situations, people, whatever it is, it's like, they're showing me some people are really feel like they're just constantly putting out fires right now. They're saying like, you have to prioritize your self-care. You have to prioritize these small things. Like, and they're saying, what are your small things? What are the little things you can do every day to make you feel like a human? Like, I feel like some people are caught on a hamster wheel right now. They're caught in fight or flight. And it's just like, your life may have just taken a turn where, sorry, I'm hitting the microphone here. Your life has maybe taken a turn where things are just very unpredictable. And they're saying, when your life is very unpredictable, that's when you need to anchor into the predictable small things. So take that time for your coffee or your tea in the morning. And even if it's just being mindful, I said this before, but they're showing me it again, just like these very small rituals, relish them. Okay. Take 5 minutes and pull yourself a card, or write in a gratitude journal, five things. Like, the gratitude piece is just so important, especially when things in your life feel like they're crumbling around you, feel like nothing is going your way. There's still so many things that are, you know, positive in your life that you can be grateful for. And it's important to get on that, like, the frequency of gratitude is so powerful. It's transformational. Gratitude is transformational. And so they're saying, like, even just five things you're grateful for. Okay, when you wake up, have a little notebook by your bed and do that first thing. Don't grab your phone. Just start doing this gratitude journal. And these small things, like, I did that today, and I took my time to have my matcha. I've been rushing around, not like throwing it in a travel mug, doing this and that. And it's like, no, you can do this. You can take the time today to drink your matcha and sit down and enjoy it. Okay, and be in the present moment. And that's what they're emphasizing as well, is like, when things are just so chaotic, you have to find solace in the present moment. Okay, you have to go inwards. They're saying, like, again, like, if you wish to see peace, you know, around you in your environment, like, you have to cultivate it within yourself first. If you don't work to cultivate peace within, you will not see it reflected in the world around you. Okay. You will not see that. And everything starts with you. So if you're neglecting yourself, if you're not taking time for yourself, for these mindful moments, for these rituals, for these small things, then they're just saying, like, you're not giving yourself a fighting chance. Like, they just are very emphatically stressing this. And they're showing me that people, yeah, are just experiencing these tower moments, these crumblings, and lots of endings. And the grief that that is bringing up for some people. And they're showing me that some people are not connecting with that grief. And I know I'm one of those people. Okay. I'm not good. I have difficulties with emotional release. And I know that that's very detrimental to my health, my physical and mental health. And so that's something they're saying, you need to find ways to release your emotions. Okay. And connect with them. You can't keep, they're showing me some people are just going through a hard time and they're stuffing it down. I don't have time for this. They're showing me like, I'll do that later. This situation in front of me, this person in front of me, this is taking my focus. I don't have time for these, you know, these emotions right now. They're inconveniencing. They're like, if you don't take time for these emotions right now to connect with them and release them, you'll have to make time for them later. Okay. And that's not, I'm not saying that in a foreboding way, but like your body does keep the score. Okay. Your body will say no at some point, and you can't keep going on like this. Okay. There needs to be some acknowledgement, and they're showing me some people need to rest. Okay. You're not getting enough rest, and they're showing me the output of energy, and you're not taking time to replenish. Okay. Your energetic stores. I don't even know if that makes sense, but, and they're showing me again, these common themes of like, this is so simple. And it's like, I feel like a broken record, but they're like, we will continue to repeat this until people, they're saying that people who are listening to this are listening to these messages, but they're not doing anything with them. Like, not everybody, they're showing me some people are listening to this and they're not creating rituals. They're listening to this, they're not making time to go out and connect with nature. They're listening to this, they're not upping their hydration. It's like these small things that are talked about quite often on the podcast, they're showing me that you're hearing this, but you're not doing it. And so the question is, why are you not doing this? Why? What's blocking you from making that time for yourself, for making time to connect with nature, to connect with animals, to properly hydrate yourself, to eat these whole foods, okay? To practice like energetic hygiene, for like protecting yourself energetically, clearing yourself energetically. Like, I mean, some people here are attuned to Reiki and you have some of these tools and you're not using them. And they're saying to like, ask yourself, why are you not using these? You have the tools, why are you not using them? And they're showing me overwhelm. And they keep showing me the image of somebody throwing in the towel. And so what I'm being guided to say today is like, take back your power. Okay. You are not a victim. These things are happening for you. And that may feel like a harsh reality. Okay. Like, that may feel like a slap in the face to some people, you know, even to myself. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, guys. This is happening for me. Like, what the hell? But they're saying, sorry, this is the truth. It's happening for you. There are lessons to be learned here, but if you are staying in a victim mindset and throwing in the towel, you're not learning the lessons. Okay. You are not learning the lessons. So they're saying, man up, woman up. They're being, pretty, blunt today. And again, it's for me as well. So, you can't shoot the messenger, because I'm receiving the message for myself today too. They're saying, pony up, pony boy. get back in the saddle and toughen up. You got this. You've been through hard things before. This is another challenge, okay? Another lesson to be learned. Like, you chose this path, okay? You chose a more difficult path. There are some people who appear that they have things easy right now. And some people, what's coming into my awareness right now is Dolores Cannon talks about some people have, what does she call it? Are living a not relaxed life. She's talked about it before. The, like, not the soft life. I don't know. She, I don't know her terminology, but essentially is like some people have a life that if you're observing it, you're like, why does it seem like they're having an easy life? Like they're not going through the challenges that I'm going through. It seems very easy for them. And what she says is you need to be very aware that like you have no idea what they're coming off of, like what their past life was. Like, oh, she calls it a resting life. That's what's coming into my awareness, resting life. She's like, you have no idea what they're resting up from. Okay. And you have no idea what they're resting up for, what they're maybe preparing for in their next life. So we can't judge other people and like whether this person has it so easy and must be nice. Again, these things are coming from victim mentality. The victim frequency must be nice. Oh, look at them. It's so easy for them. First off, we can't judge others' experiences because oftentimes we have no idea the burdens that others are carrying, right? Most people are carrying significant hardships or going through significant hardships right now, even if you're not aware of it. But they're saying, maybe the person is having a resting life, but you have no idea what they have gone through or what they may be going through or what they've gone through in a previous life, what they may go through in a future life. So we need to keep our eyes on our plate. We need to stay in our lane and focus on our lessons, because when our eyes are going into somebody else's lane, okay, and we're worrying ourselves with other people's experiences, we're taking ourselves from our path, okay? It's going to take us longer to learn our lessons if we're preoccupying ourselves with what's going on with everybody else. And you know, this doesn't feel fair. And this, you know, why do I have it so hard? And it's just like, you chose this. You chose this because you came here to learn big lessons. You came here for real growth and evolution. Okay. And not saying that others haven't, it's just like you have a big purpose. So oftentimes people with a big purpose tend to go through, you know, a lot of different types of challenges. And it's oftentimes through these challenges that their purpose is revealed, meaning like through your hardships and challenges, like that maybe is your medicine that you can offer to others. You go through it and you can offer support to others who are going through things that you've already gone through. You've made it to the other side. So if you can change your perspective right now, shift your mindset, and just try to see the positives in your situation, the things that you may be learning, and be open to learning these lessons, okay? Because everything is a lesson, okay? Everything that you're going through right now is a lesson. And these eclipse energies have just, it's like supercharged, almost like put everything into overdrive. It's accelerated the process. Okay. It's like, you know what? You're coming at this eclipse portal. And I believe the portal closes April 23rd. It's like, you're coming out the other side of this eclipse portal, a new person, a new freaking person. And rebirth is not easy. Okay. Creating new things in your life and letting go of the old is very uncomfortable. And you are experiencing it perhaps personally right now, but the world, just to even intensify this collectively, okay, we are experiencing this as well. You're seeing the crumblings in the collective. You're seeing things that aren't in alignment. They can't function in the way they have for so long. We're seeing these collective crumblings and endings happening. We're seeing so much change in the collective, and of course we are seeing it in our purple in our personal purple. Why did I say purple? In our personal lives as well. What is it? As is the macro as the micro. Oh God, why am I butchering these sayings? You know what I mean. I'm not even going to try, people. I'm barely here today. I'm actually proud of myself because I wasn't going to do this podcast. And then I realized that no, showing up for this is important today. I wanted to throw in the towel. I wanted to stay in my victim mentality and just be like, I can't do this right now. I cannot do this. And I'm like, you know what? It is important for me to show up and for myself to do this podcast. And to this is my routine. And even though it's not perfectly, you know, it should have been out last night, I'm giving myself grace, but it was important for me to show up. And I knew it was important for me to show up for you today, because I think some people need to hear this. Some people need to know that they're not alone in whatever they're going through, and that there is a new way forward. Okay. There is a hopeful future. Even if you don't feel hope right now, I see that for you. Okay. The sun will rise again. Even if your world feels very dark right now, you know, the sun continues to rise and continues to set every day. Okay. We know that. And they're showing me that image of the sun setting every day and the sun rising every day. It's like, that's something we can count on regardless of what is happening in your personal life, what is happening in the world. One thing we know is that the sun will always rise tomorrow. And that's why they're saying it's so important to create those rituals that you can depend on. Okay. You can anchor to, because they will make you feel safe and secure and supported. So if you don't have oracle cards, like, I mean, I have a million decks, and I haven't, you know, in the beginning of my spiritual journey, I used to pull cards all the time for others and myself. And have I told you how many decks I have? I haven't counted recently. I'm looking at them now. I think the last time I was at high 50s, or were, I might have been in the 60s. So many decks I have. I think I have a problem. But I haven't, you know, been pulling cards for myself, you know, as a practice for a very long time. And like last night when I was feeling so overwhelmed before bed, it's like, for me, I was like, this is the easiest thing I can do right now to give myself support. I don't have the energy to do a full-blown self-Reiki session. I don't have the like energy to do a big journaling thing or do a big guided meditation. I have the energy to pull a card for myself right now and read it from the guidebook. And I also have energy to just activate, invoke the Reiki energies that I work with and put my hand on my heart and my hand on my belly and go to bed channeling Reiki to myself. I can do that. Okay. That is not difficult. And they're saying that's what's important. Like, people don't maybe use the tools that they have because they don't feel like they have the time. And they're saying, just do the small things, do the smallest thing possible, the easiest thing possible for you right now. And it might just be your hand to your belly, hand to your heart, and taking a conscious breath right now. Let's do it together. They're telling me we need to do this together. So hand on the belly. And listen, I'm watching you through this podcast. I have these special powers. I can see you right now. And some of you are not putting your hand to heart, hand to belly. I don't care. The only excuse, if you're driving right now, please don't do this. Please do not do this. But everybody else, I'm waiting. This is my teacher voice. I can see you. I'm waiting here. I'll wait for a moment. Are you ready? Are we going to do this together? This is so small. And that's what they're saying, is like, people don't, they're like, well, that's not going to do anything. It's so small, right? Like, people, if you have an all or nothing mindset, it's like, and that's what I have. It's like, if I can't do, you know, in the past, if I couldn't do, you know, this crazy long workout or go for a long run when I used to run, I'm not going to do it at all. I was like, so all or nothing. And they're saying, do the damn thing, but they're saying, do the damn small thing. So this is your small thing today. And when you do this, you can check it off your list and say, I did the small thing for myself today. And just feel like proud of yourself. Okay. Because it can be this easy. It can be this small, and you can build on it later. So we're doing the thing today. Okay. So hand on the heart, hand in the belly, close your eyes down. And I just want you to take just a moment to notice, just a moment to check in with yourself. Okay. Like, how am I feeling today? How am I feeling? And you may be having a great day. Still do this. Okay. Like, you know, you may be feeling beautiful energies. And if you are feeling that, I am so happy for you. Just take a moment to enjoy the feeling of contentedness and peace that you may be experiencing. Just take a moment to enjoy that and appreciate it and show gratitude for it. And if you are having a more difficult day, just take a moment to acknowledge that and show, you know, grace. Give yourself grace, okay? And show yourself some compassion in this moment. You're going through difficult things, okay? It's not easy, and you're still here. You're showing up, and this is an act of you showing up for yourself. So just be proud of yourself. Acknowledge how far you've come to make it to this moment, and you're here. And I just want you to notice your body. Just notice how your body feels. Notice if there are any areas of tension in your body. Is there any parts that feel tight or restricted? And we're going to use our breath to dissolve any of these areas of tension. Okay, we're going to use our breath to help us clear out anything that's making us feel uncomfortable today. All right, and so we're going to take a deep breath. And so our breath is going to come from the nose. We're going to breathe in through the nose. And I'll walk you through, but we're going to take a deep breath in through the nose, and you're going to pull it deep into your belly so that your belly expands out like a balloon. Okay, so let's do that together. Hand on the heart, hand on the belly. Deep breath in through the nose. Pulling the air deep into your belly. Your hand actually expands out, okay? Your belly is expanding out on the inhale. And you can notice that air then move up into your ribs and your chest. And then I want you to just slowly exhale. Just letting everything go, just letting that air go, releasing through your mouth. Okay, just noticing how you feel after that conscious breath. We're gonna take a couple more deep breaths together. So deep breath in through the nose, pulling the air deep into your belly, allowing it to expand outwards, and then allowing the air to travel up into your ribs and into your chest. It's a three-part breath. You're just gonna hold it at the top for a moment. This may feel uncomfortable for some people, holding the air at the top, but this is where you can really observe, okay? This is where you can become the observer and just take that moment of peace. Then slowly exhale through the mouth, just letting go of any tension your body may be holding, any just negative feelings. Okay, and just allowing that to be released. And on this next inhale, I just want you to imagine the air after it travels into your belly. I want you to imagine it just moving to different places in your body that need some healing, that need some tension release. So breathing in through the nose, deep into your belly. And as you hold the air in, I want you to imagine that air traveling to the parts of your body that need some tension relief, that just imagining that air just dissolving any of these areas of tension and stress in your body, okay? Just healing, this air moving around and healing. And then on this slow exhale, you're going to just release all the tension and stress your body's holding today. Just letting it go. Letting it go. We're going to just take one more cleansing breath today just to fully reset our bodies and just prepare us for what lies ahead, because we've got this. We have got this. We can take on whatever is presented to us today. We are strong. We are resilient, and we can do this because we have taken this time to connect with ourselves, to connect with our bodies today. And that's exactly what we all needed, myself included. So deep inhale through the nose, deep into your belly, and holding at the top, just taking a moment for gratitude. What's one thing you're grateful for today on this retention? What is one thing you are grateful for today? And when you feel ready, you can slowly exhale. And I want you to just take a moment to notice. Notice how you feel right now. How does your body feel? How does your mind feel? Did you experience a shift? Okay, we have the power, we have the tools to shift our energy, our vibration, our mindset. We have these tools available to us, and we are so much more powerful than we really know, than many of us believe. Okay, we have the tools and the power to shift our reality, to co-create, and to move beyond difficult and challenging experiences, to move to a higher frequency. And I think we forget that sometimes. And so today is your reminder that you are more powerful and more strong and resilient than you give yourself credit for. You can do hard things. You've demonstrated that over and over again. And if you're going through it right now, this is just another challenge, another opportunity to learn, another opportunity to grow and evolve. And you're doing it. You're doing it. You're making it through. And when you get to the other side and you have that perspective, you know, the perspective you get when you've made it through something hard and you look back and you're like, oh, okay, I'm hearing the song, I can see clearly now, the rain has gone. That song's been coming up a lot lately. I can see all obstacles in my way. I don't even know all the words. Gone are the dark clouds, do. It's going to be a bright, 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 sunshiny day. And that's what I see for you. I see a bright future. I see light on the horizon. So if you feel like you're in the dark right now, just know that there are better days ahead. Okay, I see so much positivity in the future for all of us. And we just need to make it through some of these challenges. Okay, well, that was extremely unexpected. Did not think we were going to be doing any breathwork today, today's episode. And I think that I needed that myself. So yeah, I definitely needed that. And I think that that's a sign for me. I need to get back into my breathwork practice, because breathwork is so supportive. Okay. So supportive. So yeah, I was not going to be going for 40 minutes today, but here we are. I think I'm going to close off. I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. And I'm sending you so much love, so much support. You are not alone if you're going through it. And if this episode doesn't resonate today, put it in your back pocket. You might resonate more at another point. Okay? And I'm just glad that you're here. I'm grateful that you're here listening. I'm grateful for your support. You can support me by being sure that this episode is downloaded, because the more downloads, from what I hear, affects like the visibility of your podcast. You can support this podcast and me by sharing it with somebody you think needs to hear this message today. Okay, they need some encouragement. So you can support me and support someone else by sharing this episode. Yeah. And what else? Is there anything else? I do have a Reiki level 1 and 2 coming up. If you need support right now, learning Reiki is, did I ever mention it was a game changer by any chance? I don't think I ever did. Game changer. But Reiki has helped support me so much. I say this all the time. And so if you were being called to learn Reiki, you'll know. You'll get the nudge. There's no convincing needed. You'll know. And I am offering a level 1-2, and it's hybrid. So you could start learning today. You can start learning through the modules, the pre-recorded content, and then we will be meeting live on, oh my gosh, what is it? May 6th and 13th, two back-to-back Mondays. Okay, for live healing experiences, the placements, practice. It's such a healing training. So let me know if you have any questions about that, but you can sign up in the link below, and there should be some links in the show notes. And yeah, let me know if you have any questions about that. But I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And remember the small things. What is one small thing you can do for yourself every day? And it could be going to Starbucks and getting yourself a venti matcha latte with almond milk extra hot. That could be your small thing for today. I'm not allowed to do that because I already have my matcha this morning, and we all know that I am on a strict one matcha a day, one scoop a day regimen at the moment. But you might not be, so you may be able to treat yourself. So do that. It could be getting takeout tonight. That could be your small thing. Like, take care of yourself. Okay. No guilt. You need to take care of yourself. Okay. I'm your mom telling you right now, you need to, you need to rest. You need to drink some water and do something good for yourself. Capiche? Capiche. All right. I will see you here next week. I'm not going to say hopefully. I'm going to show up next week. Regardless, I'm showing up. That is a commitment I'm making for you. I'm showing up, even if it's for 5 minutes, I'm going to show up next week. So I will be here, and I hope to see you here in my mind's eye. And remember those conscious breaths. Okay. When you need a shift, just anchor into your breath. Alrighty. Have a good one. See you here next week. Same place, same-ish time. Bye.